T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so Lamar Jackson is the big story today. We've had Steelers fans weigh in on that. Pretty split on whether this is a good thing, Jackson leaving Baltimore, possibly playing somewhere else. We still have no clue where that's going to be because so many teams have gone out of their way to say that they have no interest in Lamar Jackson.
Still is, I mean, did we avoid just collusion 101?
Sprinting to be the first to say no thanks on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, it seems like collusion, but what do I know?
So John Harbaugh was put in an awkward spot. He didn't know that he was going to get grilled by reporters today. He knew he was going to get asked questions about Jackson, but not that the reporters were going to have the ammunition of Jackson airing everything out there minutes before Harbaugh talked, which I like when John Harbaugh looks like a horse's ass. And he seemed like he was flubbing away there. He was
stammering.
He was in a spot where he had not rehearsed or gotten his notes.
Oh, yeah. You can tell.
His ducks in a row for something like that.
You can tell when guys have to answer truly off the cuff. Yeah. He doesn't improvise well.
So that's what happened to Harbaugh a few hours ago. Now, you guys tell me where you come down on this Mike Tomlin quote.
Yes.
Mike Tomlin was asked a question about his decision to bring back Matt Canada. Mike Tomlin has not talked since the end of the year. He did a press conference a few days after the season. He talked about the progress of the offense, but that was it.
Yeah.
So this is the first time reporters have had a chance to ask Tomlin about their offseason moves. And he was asked about Canada coming back, and he gave a very terse answer. I have nothing to add. Now, the question apparently got phrased in a way that gave Tomlin an out. He was asked, Art Rooney said whatever about, I'm not exactly sure how that part was worded, but
yep.
Art Rooney was asked about Matt Canada coming back and said this, what do you have to say about it? And his response was, I have nothing to add. So I took that to basically mean this is a no comment answer from Tomlin.
And what do no comment answers from Tomlin usually mean to you?
He doesn't want to say anything more about it. So I thought it would, look, if he really believes that Canada is the best offensive play caller for the Steelers, tell everybody why. You're out in Arizona. This is not broadcast live on TV. There's no interrogation. From what I understand, it was a very relaxed. There were 5 reporters. There were no cameras. Nothing was being recorded. It's a loose thing. You know, based on the way the season ended, how your fans felt about the guy. He's your coach. Explain to people why you think he's good at his job or the right person for the job.
Do you think the no comment means it wasn't really his call and he doesn't think Matt Canada, he soured on him and Art Rooney overruled him?
No, I don't think it's that.
What do you think it is then?
I think Tomlin feels like he's above having to answer. He knows, even though it's not an aggressively worded question, that
but I don't have to answer this. It's a relaxed setting. Why not riff on it? You just said it was like a setting where Cabali's looking up trying to elicit, get a sneeze
out. No, this
out.
Is even, this was yesterday.
Oh, well, it's this even more relaxed. Then. Why not just say, yeah, because I think the guy runs the ball well. I like what he started to do as our offense and our quarterback matured. I thought Matt matured with them. He could say all of that stuff.
And you asked the question about what does it mean that he didn't give an answer, because when you don't say anything, those are the kind of speculative thoughts that pop into people's heads. Well, wait a minute. Why won't he say anything? Like, why won't he defend this decision? Why won't he be supportive of this coach? Is there something going on there? Did he get forced to keep him by the owner because this is the last year of his contract? I'll give you something. I asked a Steelers source, did Canada get a contract extension this offseason? Because he's supposedly going into the last year of his deal. I didn't get an answer back. I got nothing back. No yes, no no. They don't want to talk about him, Chris. They don't. You would think he did a video for the Steelers website, a sit down with Max Starks, where he's talking about how great the defensive quality control coach that they hired is and how they've carved out this job for a defensive quality control coach.
The first sapling Tomlin, on the Tomlin tree.
Tomlin is waxing poetic on a defensive quality control coach.
But he won't but say a word about his coordinator.
He can't dignify a question about why Canada is back.
You say it's because he thinks he's beneath such questions. I start to wonder if he really does think Canada's all that good. If he's willing to wax rhapsodic and poetic about a defensive quality control guy, there's a much higher profile guy. I'm starting to think maybe he's not sold on him. And I would wonder if perhaps it's the old Steelers don't like to pay people not to work thing that's really looming over all of this.
So that's the situation they've put a very young offense with a second-year quarterback in, where Tomlin
not
doesn't
out of the realm
like,
of possibility.
Where Tomlin doesn't like the guy who's calling plays for him?
Not out of the realm of possibility, especially when we know Mike has enough seniority as a coach that he can interject with, I would like you to start doing things more like this. I'm not going to call specific plays, but I want you to do X, Y, or Z more often. I'm grabbing the reins back from you because you're not, just to use it, like a Norv Turner type of guy, a guy with a long, relatively illustrious history of calling plays.
See, I think it's more, Chris, if that's true, that Tomlin really doesn't want Matt Canada, even though he was the guy that brought him here, and he soured on him, and now he's stuck with him, that Art Rooney's take is, you made your bed, now you have to sleep in it. Tomlin has so many options. Why would he still want to be here? If that's the edict that he gets.
He's willing to deal with it for a year? If there's no new contract?
Yeah, but this is a formative year. This is not just a, well, who cares? I've got a 38-year-old quarterback that's going to do what he wants no matter what. It almost doesn't matter who the offensive coordinator is.
There's the other
it's
component.
It's year two of Kenny Pickett.
The same Kenny Pickett who said he loved working with Matt Canada, was a big fan of the way things went.
So if Pickett really believes that, Tomlin's like, oh, that's a nice thought to have Rook, but I think you're wrong. The guy stinks at his job.
I mean, that might be the ultimate. That might be the ultimate thing, though. He's willing to give him one more chance because the quarterback likes him. He's maybe on the fence. I mean, it's so weird the way they've made excuses. Well, last year was his last year of Ben, and we knew they didn't get along, even though Ben on the podcast now says they always got along. Okay, sure. Now it's a rookie quarterback.
He said he's friends with Coach Matt.
Yeah, sure. Oh, definitely. Yeah, when he calls him Coach Todd or Coach Matt, you know that's a dead giveaway. He really loves
the guy.
He
said Coach Randy.
Coach Randy's the one that's there to throw you off the scent. I just wonder if they are in like the ultimate state of limbo about Canada, that organizationally, from the owner on down, there might be some serious misgivings or the start of serious misgivings, but they've given themselves enough plausible excuses as to why things have gone the way they've gone that this year is the all-determining, all-encompassing year for Matt Canada. Your quarterback's not a rookie anymore. He's got experience. We've given you new offensive linemen. We might give you even more. You've got a first-round running back, a second-round tight end, a big-time receiver, a guy in Johnson who has a track record. Make it work. Like, I think this is probably the most pivotal year for the Steelers in terms of what the next 5 years are going to look like. Like the most pivotal sort of year like this that we've ever seen.
That's why if Tomlin doesn't believe in Canada, I think he needed to go to Art like, he did to get Flores on the staff and say, basically, I'll take the money out of my own pocket to get this guy out of here to bring someone in. Well, what do we
have
to do?
Well, the problem is, in my little hypothesis or hypothetical I just laid out, they might not all have like a defined feel about the guy. Like, he might have gone to Art Rooney and been like, I'm honestly not sure, man. And then, because what?
Yeah,
here's
but you
the thing.
Pay him $11 million a year to be sure about that kind of stuff, Chris.
Then he, okay, but he's, just because you pay him that much money doesn't mean he can definitively make the judgment of, did this guy suck as bad as it looked? He sucked as a play caller the first part of the year.
So now you think it's nothing to add answer as a result of him being on the fence
I think they all could be. Look at the end of the season. Look at all the arguments you could make for the guy. Well, look at the numbers after the bye week. They started to get better, but the competition sucked,
I think it's I think it's more Tomlin arrogance. I think it's more like, I think this guy is good, and I don't have to explain to you why he is. And the
shouldn't he have pushed for a new contract already for Canada?
I got no answer. I don't know if he got one or didn't. The thing that...
If he got one, why wouldn't they? I mean...
They never announce publicly.
But why wouldn't your source give you something? The source not giving you anything further like suggests that there is major uncertainty about him.
Maybe. I didn't really know how to take that.
I would take
maybe
it as...
Maybe he got one secretly and they don't want to tell me about it because they know that we'll just blow up and make it a huge deal. Like, Bill Belichick today said, you know, you've had a crappy offseason. No one thinks your team is any good. Why should anybody believe in the Patriots? And his answer was, look at the last 25 years, pal. You're going to doubt me? He pulled that move.
His owner didn't seem very happy.
He put the rings on the table. That was Belichick today at the owners' meetings. I think Tomlin's doing a little bit of that with this. Oh, you're going to ask me about Matt Canada? I don't have anything to say about it.
Puts the ring on the table?
He's here.
Ask for Labs, too, to throw his there?
If he were asked that question about Terrell Austin, what makes Terrell Austin a good defensive coordinator? What makes you want to have him on a coaching staff? I bet he goes on for 3 minutes about it, don't you?
He would honestly have less of a case, though, about Terrell Austin, given that Terrell Austin's defenses have actually been pretty bad.
What do you like about Pat Meyer? Don't you think he says... Don't you think he goes
on?
He would say
he's really been a good mentor, and you know the way last half of last season ended spoke for itself, which I still think if he felt better about Matt Canada is what he would say. It's pretty obvious to me, though, that they don't know what they have or are very unsure about what they
Donnie,
have.
Donnie, what do you make of this comment by Tomlin not wanting to talk about
I don't think it's the arrogance thing, by the way, on
the
his
Canada
part.
The Canada decision.
I actually don't think you're right on that.
I don't think it's a positive thing for Canada. It's certainly not an endorsement. I understand the idea of it's Tomlin just always trying to be the smartest guy in the room. He doesn't want to have to say anything more about Matt Canada, but I certainly don't think it's an endorsement of his offensive coordinator.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steelers have a draft prospect in town for a visit. We'll tell you who that is in a few minutes. Fan Hotline brought to you by Nemecol. Around every corner, Nemecol creates real-life magic for guests. So Mike Tomlin had a chance to tell reporters at the NFL owners' meetings both yesterday and today why the team brought back Matt Canada, why he has faith in Matt Canada, why he thinks Matt Canada, the guy behind the architect of the 26th ranked offense in the NFL, is the right man in year two for Kenny Pickett and the other young up-and-coming guys like George Pickens in the Steelers offense. And Tomlin said, I'll plead the fifth. I have nothing to add. I don't feel like talking about this very weighty decision and controversial decision that got made in the offseason, even though this is your first chance to talk to me about it. And I thought it was the brass, the Tomlin arrogance. Mulsey seems to think it's a legitimate sign that Tomlin is not sold on Canada and either didn't want to lie or was afraid that he might say something that would cause people like us to sense that he's not the biggest Matt Canada fan right now. Does that sound about right to you? Do I have that?
Yeah. I don't detect it as Mike Tomlin doesn't need to tell you, you know, the hoi polloi, what he thinks about Matt Canada. His endorsement is enough. I sense a genuine uncertainty about the man. A lot of conflicting factors here. Quarterback seems to like him. Offense looked better. Not good enough, but better. The back half of the season. I mean, didn't Art Rooney more or less tip his hand that the second half of the season saved Canada potentially?
Yeah, he said he still better we better see improvement in the red zone.
I mean, doesn't that suggest to you that if Art Rooney felt that way, he might have talked to Mike Tomlin about that and that might reflect their organizational feelings?
So it was a stay of execution?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I would view it. And then Mike Tomlin saying no comment suggests to me that, yeah, stay of execution.
I don't think you can. I don't believe you can exercise patience, though, given where Pickett is at in his career. To me, if it's up in the air, you move on.
But your quarterback said he liked working with him. So okay, if it's all about your quarterback's development and he's the loud voice or a loud voice.
So he broke the tie.
I don't think that that's out of the realm of possibility. I don't. I think they're trying to cater to the
most
important
position. That's
putting
a lot of pressure on Kenny to get that right, even though he's only been around one offensive coordinator in the NFL.
Wise beyond his years, NFL ready, studies so hard, all that stuff.
412-928-9370. Here is Anthony in Oakland. Hello, Anthony.
Fellas, I find it very peculiar that Mike Tomlin did not give any sign of a compliment for his offensive coordinator. I find that very strange, to be quite honest with you.
What do you think of Mulsey's theory?
I'm not going that far. Now, if they would have brought in a passing game coordinator, then I would start to agree with them.
That's a good point, because then you're saying the actions would back that up. Like, you've almost got an insurance policy on Canada. You've got somebody on standby early in the year, yes. Like they had in Baltimore the year that they won the Super Bowl with Flacco.
Well, what they did here in 20 when they brought in Canada for Fichtner.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and the problem I have is that they haven't done that, and there were some very good coordinator types out there who could immediately jump in, and I don't know if it's going to hurt Pickett's progress.
Well, then it sounds like you're more along the lines of me, that you feel like it's just Tomlin. I don't feel like answering that question. Why should I have to? I don't want to do that.
Unfortunately, I'm starting to feel that way, and I don't like it. But look, fellas, this is the same organization who ran out because of the quarterback, the best offensive coordinator they had in 20 years, which was Todd Haley. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. The numbers the Steelers put up last year, I'm not enamored with that. I mean, they were 16th in rushing and 24th in passing, and they had 12 touchdown passes. That's putrid.
They had the fewest touchdown passes in the entire league.
Right. So I wouldn't have brought anybody back if I'm Mr. Rooney. So I don't know if it was paycheck. If it was, shame on them as an organization.
Thanks, Anthony. Canada's had 35 games as an offensive coordinator in the NFL. How many times do you think the Steelers have scored at least 30 points?
Twice.
Yep. They lost both games. Chargers in 2021, Bengals last year. How many games out of 35 do you think they've scored fewer than 17 points?
9. No. 14.
Donnie, want to try that one?
14.
I was going to go with an even dozen.
13.
Price is Right rules. Donnie wins.
So in about 40% of the games as offensive coordinator, they don't even get to 17 points with this guy.
Well, then I, again, have to be difficult here and bring up One, I don't, for the record, think his offense, the way he ran it at Pitt, even though it was a power running game, works in the NFL, the eye candy. I don't think it's like a good offense. He hasn't shown me it's a good offense in the pros. Didn't we on this very show and many other shows, pretty much every other show in town, wonder aloud how much of his offense he was actually running with Ben? Because Ben didn't and couldn't run it, didn't want to run it that way, didn't want to be an old dog trying to learn new tricks, and because the offense required some mobility from the quarterback, really couldn't anymore at the end of the line run it his way.
That's how they tried to sell it to us, that the Canada offense required mobility, even though when we saw it at its best in college, Nate Peterman was
Peterman was like mobile enough for college ranks. Like, obviously in the NFL, we would require more mobility from it. I'm just saying,
what's Peterman's mobility? I'd say 4. Ben was about a 1.
No, I'm saying like relative to his peers, Peterman in college is probably more like a 6, which is probably what Kenny is.
Okay.
My point is, have we seen Matt Canada's offense realistically for more than a year? I'm sure they would tell you if they do believe in the guy, they'd say you haven't seen it yet. We made a bad situation that we can admit now with him and with Ben playing, being together because it was oil and water.
So why then?
Then we had a rookie quarterback in here, but 2023 is going to be the year you see Matt Canada's offense.
So Tomlin should say that in a way that doesn't come off as disrespectful towards Roethlisberger.
Why does he need to say it in a way that's not disrespectful to Roethlisberger?
No, I just... Actually, you're right. When he would talk about their offense when Ben was in it, he would talk about how Ben couldn't move anymore. And that's
why... Talked about quarterback mobility chapter and verse in the run-up to the Pickett draft.
Yes.
Talked about defending it and how important that was.
I thought Anthony made a good point, though. If you can't convince, or even if you're up in the air, if you can't convince Art Rooney or you're... up in the air on whether or not Canada is good at his job or not.
Yep.
Why not hire someone?
Do you think they tried to?
Who's an offensive coordinator in waiting?
You think they tried to and couldn't?
Not that we've heard. We've heard Steelers insiders say things like, not a priority.
Would you think fair, which means that they're happier with him than I guess I think that they are, if that's true. Do you think like a guy... the ilk of Jim Caldwell would even come in for a high-level consultant job?
He took a consulting job with Carolina because they paid him a lot of money, and he's at home.
I mean, I guess that's my question. Like, did they really beat the bushes to try to find check these boxes?
It sounds like they didn't do any of that, which makes me think that my hypothesis is right, that Tomlin really does believe in Canada, but just didn't feel like...
Or they're too cheap to hire somebody because we know they don't like to pay that many coaches. I mean, they don't.
Yeah, but they just hired, as Tomlin put it, like the greatest defensive quality control coach of all time.
And what are they paying him? $100,000?
Well, why don't you find someone to be this great young offensive quality control coach?
I would love
who's not making a lot of money, who's more
like...
Who's
the guy, Batko, the quarterback that they didn't hire, who just transitioned into
coaching?
Davis
Webb. He got a job someplace else.
See, he's the guy they should have hired.
And groom him to be the next offensive coordinator.
But we could say chapter and verse that they're ass backwards with how they deal with their coaching staff primarily.
You hear what Tomlin said about that today? He was asked by Alan Saunders why they have the smallest coaching staff in the league, and Tomlin's response was, I'd rather overwork them than underwork them.
That's a bad response. Can you imagine if Alan got to follow up the way he does in Twitter arguments, though? He and Tomlin would have been going back and forth about that 3 hours later. But I think that's a bad response. I'd rather overwork them than underwork them. Yes, employees famously operate at peak efficiency when they're being severely overworked.
I'd rather these guys out and stretch them way too thin.
God, that is a crap answer.
Here's Adam on this. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, so my thoughts are, we say Ben can't or wouldn't run Matt's offense. Honestly, what is Matt's... What is the identity of that offense?
Jet sweeps until we can't jet sweep no more.
Adam, my actual answer, my legitimate answer to you there is when he was at Pitt and he had the one obvious successful season, they really were, for all the trick plays and window dressing and splashy stuff they did, they generally lined up and ran it right at teams after all that pre-snap motion.
Because they had the personnel to do
that. That's the point I was going to get to. They had Brian O'Neill. They had James Conner. They had legitimate dudes, and they were usually out-physicaling and just out-muscling weaker competition. But that is his offense.
With a fullback also. I mean, every time Kenny did run, it was a busted play, being Kenny being like Ben, and that was the only success I feel like we had.
You said with a with a fullback. Don't disparage Derek Watt anymore. He was running those inside trap plays to perfection, Adam. He was lethal on third and two.
Once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No, I know. So Adam,
your overall point is there wasn't an offense to run. It was like a rudimentary.
Correct.
It was a
Absolutely.
Basic offense.
It was drawn in the dirt every time, it seemed
That was only when Ben was here.
So then what do you make of Tomlin's comments here? Do you think that he's just being an a-hole and doesn't want to talk about Canada and really does believe in him? Or do you agree with Chris that he might actually not like the guy and he's afraid that he's going to put his foot in his mouth?
I'm hoping that he don't like the guy. And you can ask everybody. I defended Tomlin until I was blue in the face for years. After this past season, no Ben. Keeping Canada around, I'm done with the guy. Get him out.
Yeah, it's just a weird person to attach yourself to if you're Tomlin. It's just, that's a very strange hill to die on.
I don't think Mike Tomlin is so proud or anything or wants so much control that he would intentionally hire somebody that he knew he could just push around who wasn't very good at their job. But like, then I hear what you say about Saunders' question about size of coaching staff, and I'm like, unless that's a cover, him being nice to Art Rooney by not saying, like, hey, we just don't spend enough money. I wish we would. And that's just his way of working around it.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of like wild that he would say, no, I just like to overwork people.
Tomlin did say that Trubisky will definitely be back. So they're not going to make some last second decision on his contract. They're going to keep him at $8 million. I'm going to give you some of the backups that signed. You tell me if you'd rather have the Trubisky contract or this player. So 1 year, $8 million on Trubisky. Would you rather have Trubisky, Donnie, or Heinicke 2 years, $14 million?
I think I'd actually keep Trubisky over him.
Heinicke.
Really?
I think Heinicke's better.
A little moxie, just like Kenny. He's got a little bit of that mojo going.
Heinicke is not altogether that different physically from Trubisky. He can move. He doesn't have as good of an arm as Trubisky, but I've seen Heinicke actually like deliver a pretty good performance in a playoff game against an eventual Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Chris. Now you just convinced me with that point. I agree with you, Heinicke. Okay, you're next. Andy Dalton, 2 years, $10 million. $5 million a year.
Dalton.
Me too.
Better Well, not better anymore, but like the price is just right for him.
I'd rather go with Dalton there.
Jarrett Stidham, 2 years, $10 million.
Trubisky.
I think I have to go Mitch. I think we would be putting way too much value in Jarrett Stidham randomly cooking the 49ers.
I agree. I'm going to say
Mitch. That was his Matt Flynn game.
Jacoby Brissett, 1 year, $8 million. Same thing.
Brissett.
Better.
Same. That's a clean
sweep. And like it or not, Canada's your OC. We know who he would like better of those two. We know he'd rather have Jacoby Brissett here.
Gardner Minshew, 1 year, $3.5 million.
Minshew, price is right. Better
Minshew
player.
Mania.
Me too.
Minshew mania. Mayfield.
I mean, that is a cheap deal.
Mayfield, 1 year, $4 million.
Oh man. I want the price is so much better for a player that I've at
I
least
know,
seen.
I know, that's what
like,
I mean. These guys went for
but I think
way
Mayfield,
cheaper.
I actually think one thing that I'll say here about Mitch. You know, there's the Deontay situation that happened, but it didn't, like, consume their season and swallow it whole and destroy them from the inside out. And Mitch really, by and large, handled the situation probably as best he could. I don't know if Mayfield gives you that. I think when you bring Baker Mayfield in, part of the reason he might only cost you $4 million is because everyone knows he can turn into a giant pain in the ass overnight.
Donnie?
I'd oddly go with Mitch here, too, even though that price is really enticing.
I like the price.
It's like somebody showing like a piece of furniture you've been looking at or like an outfit or something, a shirt, and it's like 70% off. Ugh, I want
Mariota, 1 year, $5 million.
I think Mariota.
I'd say Trubisky in that one.
I'd go with Mitch there, too.
I think Mariota. I've got Mariota derangement syndrome where I think him at $5 million, he could come in and his legs could still win you.
Cooper
the game.
Rush, 2 years, $5 million, so $2.5 million per.
I actually would take Cooper Rush. Granted, Dallas's defense kicked ass, but he was smart and made like the basic plays, and my God, that's
exactly what Tomlin wanted Trubisky to do.
That's $500,000 more than Terrell Edmonds is getting.
Yeah, I mean I like that price. The six games? He had to start without.
He was 4-1 as a starter, I think.
So 5 games,
mm-hmm.
And then he played in another one. Wait a minute, really quick here on the idea of a 53-man roster. Where is backup quarterback in terms of importance to you? Like, if quarterback is the obvious most
Fairly
important
high.
Position, is it a top 15?
Yeah, probably.
then $2.5 million for a guy that won some games for Dallas and didn't really screw anything up royally is a bargain. We should have all just slammed the desk for Cooper Rush there immediately. Why am I dying on the Cooper Rush hill so passionately?
$8 million is just a lot for a guy that I don't think is really...
in a perfect world, won't play a snap this year.
And really isn't any better than the guys that we just named, and every one of them went for less money than him, except Brissett went for the same price.
The thing that makes Mitch somewhat appealing is also the thing that makes Mitch the backup terrifying. He might come in and just kind of go blank in his mind and throw two or three touchdowns and look like the second overall pick. Or he might move your team up and down the field and then just, wham, throw the ball to the other team three times in the red zone.
Lamar Jackson said he wants out of Baltimore today. We'll tell you what went on there in just a few minutes. The Steelers have a pretty big draft prospect in town for a visit. Minnesota Golden Gopher center John Michael Schmitz, considered the best center in this year's draft. Guy that is mostly mocked in the second round. Early second round guy. He played at Minnesota for 6 years.
Six?
Yes. Returned for a sixth season, was first team All-American.
Well, what's weird?
Opted out of the bowl game.
Man, that's weird.
Also an academic All-American.
I understand this was the knock on Pickett last year. One of the knocks, he's been at Pitt forever, and he's only now just turned into a first-round pick. But that still seems pretty rich for a sixth-year center to be a second-round guy when that position usually gets inherently devalued.
The writing on him is, this is the guy that Jerry Dulac, in the last 2 months, has connected to the Steelers the most of any player. He's almost like betting his name that this guy will end up
in a Steelers uniform.
In a Steelers uniform.
But yeah, not at pick 17 or even 32, maybe 49. If they ignored tackle and went and drafted John Michael Schmitz, let's say, at 49th, let's just for argument's sake.
His arms are 32 and 5/8, so he's under 33 too. He can't be a tackle.
Well, no, obviously, he's a center. If they tried to reload the interior of their line with a guy who presumably is, what, 24 years old right now? Has to be, or 23?
Just turned 24.
Okay, so he's going to be 24 all of this coming season. If they did that at pick 49 but did not take a tackle and you knew it was still Chooks and Dan Moore, and here's John Michael Schmitz adding to the further glut of interior linemen, do you like that? Let's say, I don't know, corner, edge rusher, John Michael Schmitz, I'm serious. And then like maybe a guy like Chris Smith from Georgia at pick 80. I just think that would be viewed very strangely by Steelers fans who have seen their free agent moves almost exclusively be
interior guards.
Yeah, hey, just we're stockpiling the most guards in the league. You're never gonna believe the competition we've got at guard. I know Seumalo, who's the best guy they've signed, can technically play all five positions. Master of versatility. But if you draft Schmitz, you're drafting him at worst in his second year in the league to be your starting center.
And he's only 2 years older than Cole.
Two years younger than Cole. God, if he was older than Mason Cole, that'd be a problem.
Cole is
the Brandon Whedon of centers.
Cole's about to start his sixth year in the NFL. 3 years in Arizona, one with the Vikings, going to start his second with the Steelers.
So if you drafted him in the second round, let's say he was good, you'd draft him. His second contract would be starting when he was getting close to 30. He'd be a two-contract player for you, most likely, unless you drafted the next Jason Kelce, in which case you might get a third short deal out of him, which would be nice because then you'd have theoretically drafted a future Hall of Famer. I don't know. The age is a little strange there. Just I think it's more not even the age, Pony. It's so much the fact that he didn't, like, flash as a prospect before this.
Yep.
Like, I at least remember hearing Pickett would have been a fourth or fifth rounder. Maybe that's the quarterback bias that he would still have gotten picked even before his big season at Pitt. I don't remember once seeing Schmitz's name in last year's draft.
Well,
discussion.
I'm not doing a lot of in-depth research on centers, but maybe I should have been because of how bad Kendrick Green was and what a disaster. This guy would be the antithesis of that. Green was drafted as a guard who could switch to center, and you just liked maybe his potential as an athlete. This dude is bred to be a center and is a veteran, been there, done that. Okay, so NFL.com's last mock draft, they have Schmitz as the 43rd pick. Steelers pick at 49. So if he fell to them at 49, your second round pick
is another interior lineman.
And the guy that would be a backup this year.
Unless he had an unbelievable camp, which I don't think would even get the chance to really do. I don't think they'd be like, here, you're competing with
Mason
Cole.
They did that with Hartwig and Pouncey.
Yeah, but Pouncey was a first-round pick, a top-20 pick, and Hartwig was seen as, if just a guy, just barely that.
Well, what do you think Cole is?
I think they see Cole as better than Hartwig was viewed back in the day. I think they feel like Cole brought that group together and was sort of a quiet little linchpin there. I do. I don't know, man.
I'm not convinced that the front office people like Cole as much as maybe Colbert did when he signed
him. Okay, so hear me out then. Maybe they don't. You could kick Daniels over to what is supposedly his best natural position, center. And now you have Seumalo can play either guard spot and throw Herbig in the other one. And then you can have Dotson be a backup. Poof. You don't have to draft somebody. You literally might have a better center on the roster.
A center in, the best center in the draft in for a visit.
Now, what does he get at
dinner? And Tomlin said, yeah, does he just get it at the facility or they take him out
somewhere
in Pittsburgh?
No, they got to take him somewhere in Pittsburgh. And then if you're a lineman, isn't the expectation that you have a nice, healthy meat and potatoes meal? John Michael Schmitz isn't trying to convince them that he's watching his carbs or anything like that. Coach, I eat meat and potatoes because I move large men off the ball.
It would just be such a puzzling pick for them. To invest, they've had great centers since the beginning of time.
Massive investment in a position or area of the line that they've already invested a lot in.
And it's not screaming out as a need right now.
They invested in Daniels and Cole last year collectively, like $72 million, I want to say. They've given out $30 million in free agent interior linemen. So it'd be nine figures in interior lineman contracts over the last 2 years, plus a top 50 pick.
Donnie, what was your reaction when you found out this was going to be the first guy they bring in on a visit to Pittsburgh? The top center prospect in the draft as a former center.
Well, obviously, I like the guy, and I think he's a good player. But as you guys have laid out, it's a little bit odd because of what they've already done in free agency. I mean, their needs on the offensive line are on the outside. It's pretty clear. They have addressed the inside of the offensive line in the last two off seasons. My only thought here is that they would take two linemen out of their first three picks. I also can't see that happening. Like if they went tackle, corner, Schmitz, or
God, I
corner,
think fans
tackle
would,
Schmitz.
I think fans would love what you are describing though. Cause they wouldn't see like, wow, they've invested a lot. They'd be like, yeah, that's right. Fortify the trenches, baby. Cause they'd say you got the one of the best three tackles in the draft if it was at 17 and you got the best center in the draft.
I would rather have a defensive lineman than Schmitz.
I would agree with that because they're much older and less invested on that side. Well, no, I shouldn't say less invested financially, but they are older. Strict age game. They've got Leal, who everybody I think obviously hopes turns into a stud. Ogunjobi on the new deal, but like the health will always be a concern. And then Hayward, how much longer? Cam, if you're listening, I know you've got at least 2 to 3 years. Don't get pissed at me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.